Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello, my name is Mark Tyrrell and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. Welcome to your Fear of Heights download from hypnosisdownloads.com. This advanced hypnosis session will help you to feel much more comfortable about being in high places. Now, of course, a healthy respect for heights is no bad thing, and it seems to be one of the hardwired human responses. However, when this natural wariness grows into a powerful fear, then it can get in the way of an enjoyable life, and something needs to be done. Many people with a fear of heights have had times when they felt frozen in a high place and experienced a great deal of anxiety. People sometimes report feeling as if they're almost drawn to the edge or they can't go forwards or back. That may sound familiar to you. We often find that after curing people of a fear of heights, they say things like, "I had never really appreciated the views before," or "I'm noticing that I'm looking out and across rather than down." It's wonderful when you start to notice that your instinctive response to heights has become more comfortable. And to cure a fear or phobia, you don't need to know where or why it began, and you don't need to go back through the fear again. This whole process is going to feel wonderfully pleasant. People often say, after we work with them, that they didn't think anything had changed until they were in an elevator or on a bridge, and they felt totally different. So what I would like you to do is to find somewhere comfortable where you can sit or lie down, because this is going to be a place where you relax deeply in a moment or two. You can rest with your legs uncrossed if this is more comfortable for you. As well as relaxing deeply, this will also start the wonderful process of retraining your unconscious mind to begin to respond so much more calmly. Now, just spend a few moments to recall the worst up-high time you can remember, because we're going to change the way your mind associates with this type of experience. Now, in a few moments, when you think of that time, I want you to notice how much emotion you feel just thinking about that time, because it's that level of emotion that we're going to diminish during this relaxation. Okay, now just think about that time. Remember it as it happened. If it's easier, close your eyes and notice the level of emotion, if any, you experience when you remember a time of being up high. We'll call this memory number one. Okay, how was that? If 10 was the most intense and 1 the most relaxed, where would you put yourself at when just thinking about that time? Now, what we want to do here is to take any emotion out of that memory so your unconscious mind can begin to associate in new ways so that you can start to be calm around heights. Now notice another time you can think of, when you're up high somewhere. Where else comes to mind? Notice whether this time is worse or better to think about than the first one. We'll call this memory number two. Right. Put a number on that time. Is that towards a 10, high anxiety, when you recall it, or 1, low anxiety? Now, is there a third time that comes to mind? Spend a little time reviewing a third memory of a time when you're in a high place. And again, just put a number to that memory. This is memory 3. Now, you can forget about those times, as this is going to be a wholly comfortable and calming experience. And if you haven't already, find somewhere very comfortable and restful. Start to relax very deeply. Now, just closing those eyes, you can begin to think and imagine a very relaxing inner journey. Like taking a stroll down an incredibly beautiful and relaxing place. Some place where just being there lets you relax so deeply. The colors, shapes, sounds, and even the air and light of this place lets you rest gently. And as I count from 1 to 10, you can notice that you relax deeper and deeper with each count. And you can relax down into an outside or an inside place in your mind. Could be a familiar place. That's it. Or somewhere you'd like to be. Somewhere that's just so relaxing for you. That's it. Just gently having the sense of relaxing comfortably with each further step. That's it. And 2, really getting a sense of being more into your special peaceful place. That's it. And 3. And 4. And 5. Perhaps almost imagining the sensation of walking or strolling closer as you relax deeper. And 6. And 7. And 8. And 9. And 10. That's it. Really noticing what the elements of the place are that are just so relaxing. What is it about the place in your mind that allows you to rest so completely? Now, you know what a blank TV screen looks like, do you not? What a video recorder looks like. And you can get a sense of whereabouts in your special place this TV screen can be. Perhaps magically floating somewhere, or resting in the air. And when you've noticed, just get a sense of the shininess of the screen. That's it. Now, you've heard of the expression, out-of-the-body experience, have you not? And on the count of 3, I'd just like you to dreamlike, get a sense of drifting out of yourself to one side, so that you'll be able to see yourself over there, watching the TV screen to the side. And 1, and 2, and 3, that's it. Just drifting out of yourself and settling gently to the side so that you can see the side of yourself over there and just the side of the screen over there. That's good. Now I'd like you to really notice just what it is that lets you know that you over there in front of the screen is just so relaxed. Now, when you intuitively know that the you over there has relaxed deeply whilst watching in tremendous fast forward that old out-of-date video, that memory number one. Then the you over here's head can nod, and you can relax even deeper. That's it. Now, after any time, there's always a time afterward where everything returns back to normal again. Everything always calms down again, eventually. On the count of three, just drift into the end of that old memory, afterwards when everything had calmed down again. That's it. And one, and two, and three, drifting through that screen, back in time, back to after that memory one, when everything had calmed down again that day or night. That's it. Now, you know when you rewind a video, and you can watch the actors going backwards very quickly, appearing to experience time backwards. Well, it would be strange to experience going backwards through that memory, rewinding back through them very rapidly. And on the count of three, and one, and two, and three, going very rapidly back through that time, flickering backwards, experiencing the seconds and the minutes backwards, seeing everything, but backwards very, very quickly now, that's it. To way before anything happened at all that day, just experiencing that whole memory number one backwards through time, that's it, flickering backwards through time, rewinding backwards through the experience to before you've been up high at all in the first place that day. That's it, very rapidly. That's it. And when you've done that, just drifting out now, back into your special, deeply calming and relaxing place, in front of that TV screen. Now you're going to notice what it's like, because you have remote control, to get a sense of pressing fast forward and watching that old out-of-date time on that screen over there in incredible fast forward. As you continue to relax deeper and deeper. That's it. And one, and two, and three, and watching that time very, very quickly as you relax so calmly from the outside. Watching the whole time, watching the younger you in that time, incredibly quickly over there in that time. In such fast forward that the whole thing is just a matter of seconds. That's it, like watching from a vast distance in time and space. And now, just drifting back to the end of the memory again, beyond the TV screen, when everything has calmed down again. That's it. And this time, rewinding back through the memory even quicker, and on the count of three, that's it, and one, two, and three, going very rapidly backwards through time. That's it, flickering backwards through time, experiencing the seconds and the minutes backwards, seeing everything backwards very, very quickly. That's it. To way before anything happened at all that day, incredibly quickly experiencing time backwards, like rewinding back through the experience, experiencing everything backwards very, very quickly. That's good. That's it. And when you've done that, just drifting out now, back into your special, deeply calming and relaxing place, in front of that TV screen. And this time, watching that out-of-date memory from the outside, with even more relaxation and calm. Now, get a sense of pressing fast forward again, and watching that old, out-of-date time on that screen, in incredible fast forward. As you continue to relax deeper and deeper. That's it. And one, two, and three, and watching that time very, very quickly. That's it, as you can relax so calmly from the outside, watching the whole time in such fast forward that the whole thing is just a matter of seconds. Just watching it from way over here in a relaxing place and watching that out-of-date time way over there. Good. and for the last time with this particular memory. That's it. The quickest of all this time. And this time rewinding back through the memory even quicker. And on the count of three, that's it. One, and two, and three, going very rapidly back through the memory again, incredibly fast, flickering backwards, experiencing the seconds and the minutes backwards, seeing everything but backwards, very, very quickly, that's it, incredibly fast, every single second of that time, but backwards in time, but before anything at all that day, very, very quickly. That's it. That's it. And when you've done that, that's it, just drifting out, back into your special, deeply calming and relaxing place. In front of that TV screen. And this time, watching that old, out-of-date memory from the outside with even more relaxation and calm. Now, this time, as you watch that old memory relaxed on that TV screen, I want you to take the opportunity to notice something reassuring about that time. Fresh and reassuring, that you'd never actually noticed before about that time. That's it. Just watching that time in fast forward. One, two, and three, pressing that fast forward, and watching that old, out-of-date time, so relaxed and calm. Now, you can allow that screen to go blank along with that memory and find that you can relax deeply with that memory now. That's it. And just get a sense of watching yourself from the future, looking so calm and relaxed somewhere, certainly higher than ground level, having made your peace, seeing yourself calm and composed, in all kinds of situations, maybe up a ladder or somewhere with good views. And as you watch that, notice how you can relax even deeper, just noticing yourself there, being naturally careful and behaving safely, but with a whole new level of calmness. Really enjoy watching yourself on TV from the future, looking so calm and relaxed and confident, up in some beautiful high place somewhere. Now, just drift into that screen and notice the reality of relaxing up high, feeling calm and relaxed, noticing how you can see so much further. Good. Now you can just drift out of these future relaxing times. That's it. And as I count back from 10 to 1, you can get the sense of drifting back through the screen and back to everyday awareness. That's it. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, becoming more alert and awake, and 5, 4, and 3, 2, and opening those eyes and coming back to the room. Good. Okay, so what you need to do now is repeat this experience for each memory. 3 will do, and you'll relax more each time. The more you do this, the stronger you are going to get, and you can start to be very curious about the next time you get the chance to test this out for real. What you will notice is that although you still have a natural wariness and behave safely and appropriately in high places, the old fear will have gone, replaced by a new, clear calm. Remember, you'll only know for sure how much calmer you feel up high when you test it out. And please email us to let us know. We love success stories at hypnosisdownloads.com. I'm Mark Tyrrell of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you very much for listening, and the best of luck to you.